Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. Have you noticed? We are announcing a new service. It's called the Dick Review, where we review your penis and tell you what we really think. We're doing this in conjunction with Two Mistress Tuesdays, which are part of our anniversary celebration. My friend Claire is here with us. And Claire, I really want to do a Two Mistress Dick Review with you. I think that would be a hoot.
Oh, two mistresses for anything to do with with looking at a penis is always better than one. And with you, it's like having three.
Aw, thank you. Are you saying that because I'm a little bipolar? Which I do. Like, if people get me and I'm like really coffeeed up, I'm sort of, okay, I'm really sorry, but I've had way too much coffee.
I didn't know there was such a thing. That just makes us more, you know, on fire.
I know, right?
Yeah.
In your experience, what do you think men want to know about what women think of their penis?
Well, most women are, pretty much all women are taught to be polite, so they're never sure whether they're getting the truth. I mean, when we ask them, how big is your penis? And they're like, well, it's big enough. You know, I don't get any complaints. And I'm like, that's the best you can do. You don't get any complaints is not really an indication of whether or not she's happy with your size.
And you know what? I think this really makes the guy get very kind of scared and uncomfortable, because in his heart of hearts with his wife or girlfriend is like, oh, honey, it does. It feels fine. He knows, one, that fine means it sucks and not in a good way. Or yeah. She's like, oh, I love the way you lick me. Please just finish me off by licking me right here. Use your fingers. And I think they kind of know it, and they appreciate having someone say, let me tell you what I really think.
Exactly. And can really come down to size, but, you know, shape is also really important too.
Oh, now this is where we are going to be reviewing across a continuum of attributes. So size, yes, but it's less about size and it's actually more going to be about the aesthetics of the penis, right?
Yeah, so, that's a good way to put it.
Right? So it's going to be the size of the cockhead in relation to the shaft, cut or uncut, veiny. Do you like it veiny or is it very smooth? Manscaping, all of these things. If you see a penis, what are you looking for a really attractive penis? One that makes you sit up and go, oh my, look at that.
Oh, when it's really hard and thick and throbbing, and it looks like it is trying to grow beyond its capacity. And I usually find that in a certain size, like that 7 to 8 inch range. The 7 inch guy always looks like he's constrained, like he's supposed to be 8 inches, but is stuck in a 7 inch penis. And it always looks like it's going to bulge out of its casing, so to speak. So that quality of the erection is a pretty big deal too.
I hadn't thought of it like that, but what a great way to say it. And for me, if I'm looking at the penis, mm-hmm. I don't care what size it is. Like, I'm just looking for aesthetics. I have seen some beautiful penises that are 5 inches.
Yeah.
And they're just fabulous, right? Cute.
At the same fabulous. Time, you sit there going, oh, come on now. If only you could scale that up. But yes, when you see those ones with that nice mushroom head, because I'm pretty sure we all want one of those rather than, you know, the aerodynamic pointy ones.
So you want, I've never heard it called aerodynamic, but isn't that the truth with the pointy? I wonder why some people have pointy cockheads.
I don't know, but the mushroom head is really, come on, that thing is barbed for not only my pleasure, but your, you know, the guys as well. Oh, so, so I feel sorry for the aerodynamic ones, but that's my nice way of putting, you know, you're pointy and we can't feel it. It's nothing special.
Now, you bring up a really good point. These dick reviews are going to be an honest assessment. Your cock looks fabulous because of this, this, and this. We think there could be improvement on your manscaping in this area. But the mistresses don't all agree. For example, Mandy said she doesn't like an oversized head. She wants the head the same size as the shaft. I like the oversized head. Daphne likes the oversized head, and Madison also likes the oversized head. So in this head size controversy, which we now have, where do you fall on the head size issue?
The bigger the better. I do like that nice fat mushroom cap.
Mm. Will you give him extra points because he has that nice fat mushroom cap and kind of overlook something that you might not like much?
That's a hard one because I've actually seen a man who is all mushroom cap and like no shaft.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, you can't overlay it. If there's no shaft, there's kind of
no point.
Yeah, no point.
But I'm like, oh, you have a nice mushroom head, but you've got a 1-inch shaft. That's, I'd rather have your thumb. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not going to do it. But if he's, say, he's got a beautiful penis, fabulous mushroom head, but terrible manscaping on his balls. Do you give him a pass on your rating for the terrible manscaping on his balls and say, you know, I rate this penis probably a 4-star penis. And you got 1 star taken off because you got to manscape those balls, buddy.
Yes, because if they look like, oh, God, all that wiry sticking out stuff. I mean, come on. I don't need to floss while I'm down there. But, yeah, especially if we're talking the balls, I can give those a pass for the right head.
Where do you fall on the manscaping question?
I like trimmed. I don't necessarily like completely shaven, or, you know, waxed. And I really don't like that wiry, crazy rainforest effect either, so. It holds on to smells, it tickles in all the wrong ways. So I kind of like somebody who keeps things tidy.
Tidy. I love that. I agree with you. And I like some hair because you can tuck on it and swirl your finger in it. There's just so much fun stuff that you can do with a little bit of hair. Although I will say, completely clean shaven. Oh man, that does increase sensations, right?
Well, you know, if it increases it too much for them, they could become a little trigger happy. So it can depend on the guy whether that's a good thing or not.
Oh, now that's true. Why did you sign on to be part of the dick review team?
Well, I'm heterosexual and I love cock. I don't know how else to put it. So I've seen a lot, both professionally and unprofessionally. And I, what can I say? I'd like to consider myself a bit of a cock connoisseur. So letting it all out and letting you know what I think and where there's room for improvement, you know, when that's possible. That's only going to make things better for every woman out there.
You know what, Claire? You bring up an excellent point. I think we are doing a PSA. We are doing a penis PSA, a PPSA.
Oh, I'm not sure that PSAs get any better.
I know, right. So, fellas, the 2-for-1 mistress special is only on Tuesdays for the month of November 2021. But remember, you can call us individually or as a team anytime, and we will give you a dick review. Remember, don't just randomly send us cock shots. We don't want to see them unless you're planning on doing a call or you have permission to send us your dick pics. And we do want to hear from you. Dial 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia, ask for Claire, or if you dare, ask for both of us together. Start stroking and get that cock ready.